This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. The Bible tells us that we are made in the image of God. That means we have a will with which to make decisions and a mind with which we can think. However, our minds can sometimes feed us with toxic messages. Stay with us as we talk about how to guard our souls against harmful thoughts in our continuing series on Soul Detox.
What's been on your mind lately? You know, God cares about your thinking, and He has a helpful word for you today. Stay with us. Let's pray. Faithful God, we gather once again today, hungry for your word of life. We praise you for the gospel and its promises that carry us through the joys and sorrows of life. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Has anyone told you lately what a miracle you are? You really are. Your body houses the most amazing pumping device in the world, the heart. 72 pumping actions per minute, 100,000 per day, 35 million per year, 2.5 billion in an average lifespan. That is absolutely amazing. But I want to spend a little time talking to you about the brain today, because what an amazing thing the brain is. Do you know that each day the average brain sends and receives more messages than all the present telephone systems in the world will send or receive in the next 50 years? Or that if you could unravel all the tiny fibers that make up the average human brain, they would stretch approximately to the moon and back. How in the world did God fit all of that into our skulls? Some estimate that we have over 70,000 thoughts a day. I find that rather startling. Just knowing myself, I can't imagine my having that many thoughts. And I know some days I'm pretty thoughtless, as I'm sure maybe you can identify with. But it's an amazing thing to be able to think, isn't it? 70,000 thoughts a day. Someone once said, a man is not what he thinks he is, but what he thinks, comma, he is. As you think, so you are. What an amazing thing it is to be able to think. Scripture tells us that we're created in the image of God, which means we are eternal, that we have a will with which to make decisions, and we have a mind in which we can think. And most of life's battles are won or lost in the mind, aren't they? The battle between flesh, our earthly desires, and the spirit, our heavenly desires, are most frequently fought out in the mind. thinking is really important. As the old saying is, it's the thought that counts. Sometimes, though, we get caught up in what friends of mine refer to as stinking thinking. We get these contaminated thoughts in our heads that can be a great stumbling block to us spiritually, can turn us sour and create sick souls, can create in us feelings of worthlessness and resentment and self-pity and overindulgence and self-centeredness and self-protectiveness that can shrivel our souls and distort and blur our perspective and make us unhealthy within. Because our thinking affects our attitudes, our emotions, our actions, and the words that come out of our mouth. And you know, there is one who wants to twist up our thinking in the worst way. Our old enemy, Satan, wants to distort our thinking and derail us in our life with God. So, with this knowledge that we have, that there's not always out of those 70,000 thoughts good thoughts, but thoughts that can be harmful to us, we need to ask ourselves some questions. Like, what are some of these toxic thoughts that kick into sometimes into our lives? Well, there's negative thoughts, first of all. Those fatalistic, cynical, sarcastic, hopeless type of thinking that goes on in the human mind. And then there's fearful thoughts, aren't there? They usually begin with the statement, what if? What if my resources run out? What if my health goes sour? What if my kids get in trouble? Those things that keep us awake at night worrying. Fearful thoughts. Or then there's discontented thoughts, aren't there? Those statements usually begin with something like, I wish. I wish I had more. I wish I had more money. I wish I had more talent. I wish I had what that person has. Or maybe another way that statement might begin is, if only God had made me this way, then maybe my life could be so much better. And then there's critical thoughts, those moments that kick in when we are absolutely filled with criticism of everything, especially other people, as we turn into real judges. And then we need to ask ourselves a question, not only what kind about a little further, but where do these four kinds of negative thoughts kick in for us in our lives? Is it in your past, as you consider maybe an old wound or a regret? Or is it in your future, as you're thinking ahead? Or is it my relationships that cause these? Or my job or daily responsibilities? Or changes that are happening in my life? Or my health, my appearance, my life in general, my finances, my to-do list, you name it. What are those things that sometimes stir up negative thoughts within us? And then the next question to ask is, so what can we do about it? How do we protect ourselves? How do we rid ourselves of these things that can be so harmful to our inner life, to our souls? There's a fellow in the New Testament, his name is Paul, and he wrote several letters that we have in Scripture, and we also read about him in the book of Acts. He was a follower of Jesus Christ. And if anyone had a reason for negative thinking, it was Paul. In his calling in life, he spent more time in jail and getting ridiculed and rejected and beaten up and thrown out of towns and wrestling with ornery congregations than anyone probably ever has gone through. He had every reason to be a real negative thinker. Stinking thinking could have been at work in Paul's life quite easily. Well, he had some friends that he wrote a letter to that were having some crisis moments themselves. And some stinking thinking was going on in their midst. They weren't getting along with one another. And you know how that goes when we get upset with other people. We can really have some thinking that's toxic. Anyway, Paul wrote to them, and he offers what worked for him as he guarded his thoughts. And it's in the fourth chapter of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 6. And let me share that with you now. He writes, "Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Paul's saying to us, first of all, I have a security system in place, and I would recommend that for you, he says. What's the security system? What are we talking about there? He says, and the peace of God will guard your hearts and minds, your thoughts, your feelings. The guard image is like a security guard, protecting that which is within. He says, I have that at work in my life. The peace of God is my guard. How does that come to pass? He says, because I have a prayer life. I set time each day to spend with my Heavenly Father. And he uses three words in describing this prayer life. He calls it, first of all, prayer, which basically is talking about worship and adoration. He begins his prayer time remembering how big God is and how wonderful he is and how faithful he is and how majestic he is and how powerful he is and how wise he is. He focuses on that, first of all. We need to remember God's so much bigger than any of our problems, don't we? And then he moves, says the next word is supplication. That's part of his prayer life. He expresses his needs. God, this is eating me up. I can't handle it myself, but you can. God, give me guidance. Give me wisdom on what steps you want me to take. Help me to know that I'm not alone in the midst of this. Draw near to me and show me the way. And then Paul goes on, he says, talks about prayer as thanksgiving. Pray with thanksgiving, he says, as you're making your requests known to God. Thank you, God, for allowing me to approach your throne of grace. Thank you for being available to me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for past faithfulness you've shown me. Thank you for the blessings that have been given to me by you. Thank you for being my Father who cares about me even more than I care about myself. Paul says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guards my heart and mind, and he can guard yours too. So the first thing Paul asks, it tells us, is you need a security system as you're thinking about your thought life. But then he moves on, and he tells him you also need to be careful with your diet. Verse 8, finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What are you putting into your mind? Paul says, get yourself focused on those things that are true and commendable and excellence. Feed your mind the good stuff. It's basically what he's saying. The words he uses in describing that good stuff are helpful. Well, he says, whatever's true, you know, what meaning whatever's reliable or honest or trustworthy. And he talks about being honorable, thoughts that are whatever is honorable, worthy of reverence and holy and noble. Or whatever is right, he says. You know, is it fair? Is it just? Is it worthy of God's approval? Whatever is pure. He's talking about holy, spotless, and uncorrupted morality. Whatever is pleasing, he said, is this pleasant? Is it full of grace? Whatever is commendable, does it meet high standards? Whatever is excellent, virtuous, good and correct behavior that make up good character. Whatever is worthy of praise, is it so highly regarded that you'd recommend it? Is it exemplary? Paul says, think on these kinds of things. Fill your mind up with these kinds of things. What have you been feeding your mind lately? What are you focusing on in your life, I might ask you? What kind of diet is your mind on? Well, Paul says, think on these things. You know, when you think about it, probably the best, I think that's these words best describe the Word of God, the Bible. All of these are qualities of Scripture. He says, basically, so saturate your life with the Word of God, maybe. Meditate upon it. Let it wash over your mind. Soak yourself in it. It's the Word of God that God can do amazing things in your thinking, with your soul. So how do we go about doing that, getting washed with the Word? Well, first of all, before you even begin to read, let's say you're going to read Philippians because you want more joy in your life. Pray about this. Before you even begin to read, pray expectantly to God to come and show you. Next, check your attitude. Are you really ready to surrender to this, to obey it and be changed by it? Not just pick up some more information, but actually put it to work in your life. Next, remember to slow down. Just a little bit at a time is enough per day. A paragraph. Read it like a lover reads a love letter at the height of romance. Just drink it in. Try to figure out what's being said to you. If you're reading a narrative like from the Gospels, use some sanctified imagination and ask some questions. I wonder what it was like, for instance, to be there when those five loaves became enough to feed 5,000. And then read it over and over and over again. And read it out loud. It's amazing what a difference it makes when you read Scripture out loud to yourself. And then meditate on one thought for the day. Find the big idea, the main idea that's being expressed. And then carry it with you through the day. Think on it. Give it sustained attention. It's called meditation. And Scripture tells us in the book of Psalms, the writer says, blessed is the one who meditates upon the word of the Lord. He's like a tree that's planted by streams of water, bearing great fruit. And then last, memorize it. In the book of Psalms, in Psalm 119, the writer says, I've hidden your word in my heart so that I may not sin against you. How important it is that we memorize God's word. I had a professor at seminary who made us memorize in my Psalms class, Psalms, because he'd say to us, you never know when you're going to be out there ministering to someone and you've forgotten your Bible. You need to have something to offer that person. And likewise, we need to have something to feed our souls along the way. So especially those thought patterns that might be eating away at you and making you miserable. If you're feeling alone, then memorize Matthew 28, lo, I am with you always to the end of the age. Or if you're feeling like I'm so unlovable, no one could love me, then memorize 2 Corinthians 5, anyone who is in Christ is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. Or if you're feeling like I can't handle this thing that I'm facing in my life, Philippians 4, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Or if you're struggling with the way you look, memorize from the Psalms, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. But carry that Scripture with you in your memory. Hide it in your heart. You will be amazed at how it can carry you. God's concerned about your thought life. He wants you to have a healthy soul. Take care of your thoughts. Feed it the good stuff. Set up a security system for yourself and saturate yourself in the Word of God. Amen. Let's pray. Father, sometimes our thoughts run in crazy directions or get fixated on things we wish we could just let go of. Help us to fix our minds on you. Take our thoughts captive and make them obedient to you today and every day. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray today's message has helped you to guard your thoughts and protect your soul. Christian Crusaders is a nonprofit ministry dependent upon the gifts of our listening audience. Estate gifts, large and small, have become a significant part of this ministry and enable us to enlarge our broadcast area. We now broadcast over 27 radio stations in 12 states, shortwave in Europe, and the internet with ChristianCrusaders.org. For information on how to include Christian Crusaders in your will, contact our office at 1-888-693-2484. You may also write to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. We thank all who support this ministry with their prayers and gifts. If you would like to hear today's message again, be sure to check us out on the internet. You will also find full copies of messages from past Sundays and many other useful spiritual tools. Please visit our website anytime at ChristianCrusaders.org. CDs and printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. However, a gift of any amount to help cover production and mailing costs is always appreciated. Please address your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. In Waterloo, Cedar Falls, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. We are happy you chose to worship with us this day, and we pray that you'll join us again next Sunday on this station. Conducting our service was the Reverend Steve Kramer, Senior Pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in Afton, Minnesota, and Associate Speaker on Christian Crusaders, now in its 78th year of continuous Sunday worship broadcasting.